Welcome to Fly High Ministries, everybody. Really good to be with you today. I pray that the Lord is blessing you and keeping you no matter where you're at and no matter what you're doing. Today's message is, I thought it was illegal to rape someone. They don't seem to have a problem raping us at the pump. Today's text is out of 2 Samuel 3:14. Let's start at verse 7 through 14. Then David sent home to Tamar, saying, "Go now to thy brother's Amnon's house and dress him food." So Tamar went to her brother Amnon's house, and he was laid down. And she took dough and kneaded it, and made cake in his sight, and did bake the cakes. And she took the pan and poured them out before him, but he refused to eat. And Amnon said, "Have out all men from me." And they went out every man from him. And Amnon said unto Tamar, "Bring the food into the chamber, that I may eat from thy hand." And Tamar took the cakes which she had made, and brought them into the chambers of Amnon her brother. And when she had brought them near unto him to eat, he took hold of her, and said unto her, "Come, lie with me, my sister." And she answered him, "Nay, my brother, do not force me, for no such thing ought to be done in Israel. Do not thou this folly, and I, whither shall I carry my shame? And as for thee, thou wilt be as one of the fools in Israel. Now therefore I pray thee, speak unto the king, for he will not withhold me from thee." Howbeit, he would not hearken unto her voice, but being stronger than she, he forced her and lay with her. Very, very interesting here. We have an incident where Tamar was in the house of David, and he went to her brother Amnon's house and tried to help him, and he went out and basically he raped her. He raped Tamar. She was trying to help him. She was trying to feed him. He was sick for whatever reason, and he raped her. Yes, the truth of the matter is, he raped her. He refused to listen to her, and since he was stronger than she was, he raped her. You know, it is against the law to rape somebody. It is against the law to rape another individual. And in this verse, we see Tamar went to Amnon's house, and he was sick, and she cooked for him, made cakes for him, went into his chambers, and instead of thanking her, and instead he overpowered her. He used his position, he used his authority, because he was under King David. He was part of the royal courts, and he raped Tamar. And to make it even more sick, Tamar was his sister. The law of Moses imposes death penalties for rape in Deuteronomy 22:25, verse 27. Captives afflicted with Isaiah 13 through 16, Lamentations 5:11, Zechariah 14:2. Yes, there's the servants of the Levites by the Benjamites and the tribe of the Benjamin, nearly exterminated by the army of other tribes. They were punished for rape. The Benjamites were punished for rape in Judges 19:22 through 30 and 20 through 35. And of course, in 2 Samuel 13 through 29, 32 and 33. Tamar by Aaron avenged in the death of Amnon at the hand of Absalom, Tamar's brother. God hates rape. Rape is evil. God hates rape. The Bible is very clear that there was a penalty through rape. Absalom, Tamar's brother, ended up killing Amnon. I'm telling you, God avenges rape. The Bible is very clear that rape is illegal. That rape is evil. Yes, rape is wrong. Let's go on. Rape in law, the crime of sexual intercourse without the consent of the victim, often through force of threat of violence. The victim is deemed legally incapable of consenting if she or he is known to be mentally incompetent, intoxicated, drugged, or below the age of consent at the time of rape. Such cases are known as statutory rape, and evidence of consent is not deemed relevant in court. Although the term rape has traditionally applied to the male use of force in sexual relations with females, applicable laws have been revised in many jurisdictions to include possibilities where the male is also the victim. Issues surrounding rape and the law have been fiercely debated for years in the United States, and recent efforts, particularly by feminist groups, have had marked success in expanding victims' rights. One important reform, which has been in effect in most states in recent years, has been the removal of statutes requiring that rape victims physically resist the attack. Prior to this reform, victims of rape were required to display clear signs of injury in order to prove that they did not consent to sexual relations. Another reform has been made marital rape a crime in many circumstances, with South Dakota becoming the first state to institute such law reforms in 1975. In the 1980s, date rape or acquaintance rape became an important issue, particularly on college campuses. Victims of date rape contend that they were raped by an individual with whom they were acquainted. In many such cases, the establishment of guilt becomes difficult, particularly in cases where the victim displays no physical evidence of violence and there is only a testimony of the victim. In international law, rape was designated 2000 a war crime by the Yugoslav Tribunal established by the United Nations at The Hague. Rape can cause profound psychological trauma in its victims. Very, very interesting. Rape. What happened? We see a lot of things that are happening around the world. We see that Tamar raped Amnon, or Amnon raped Tamar. Let's go on with the encyclopedia or the dictionary says about rape. It's unlawful compelling of a woman through physical force or duress to have sexual intercourse. Any act of sexual intercourse that is forced upon a person. An act of plunder, violence, seizure or abuse, dispellation, violation. Archaic, the act of seizing and carrying off by force. To force or to have sexual intercourse, to plunder a place, despoil, to seize, take, or carry off by force. I want to focus on to seize, take, and carry off by force. Rape can be anything. Rape can be anything. It doesn't have to be sexual to be raped. Rape is to force yourself on somebody. who or what is forcing themselves on you, I will tell you. The gas companies are forcing themselves on our will. Let me tell you, rape is to force your will on somebody's will. Too many times we have used the term rape as the sexual sense, as here we see in 2 Samuel 13:14, we see that Amnon raped Tamar, forced her. Amnon refused to listen to Tamar. He was stronger than Tamar. He forced her to have sexual relations with him. Yes, this is the easy-to-read translation. But anytime you take your will and you force it on somebody else's will, it is concerned rape. Come on, somebody, try to stay with me today. We live in a predatory society where there's so many organizations out there that are forcing their will on us. Come on, somebody. There's so many institutions out there that are forcing themselves on us. Rape is forcing your will on somebody else's will. That is what rape is. And it's illegal not only to God. There is punishment under God's law, but it's also punishment under the United States and international law. Today, though, I believe a lot of folks out there are being raped. Today, I believe a lot of people out there are being raped. Yes, we're being raped by our predatory society. We're being raped by organizations, government organizations. We're being raped by educational institutions. We're being raped by corporations. We're being raped by religious institutions. Remember, rape is forcing your will on somebody else's will. It's overpowering them. Rape usually is when the strong rapes the weak. And that's why we usually have the men raping the women, because they are strong. No, that doesn't happen in every case. But that is rape. We are being raped as we go to church. The mega churches now are raping the small churches. The big corporations like Walmart are raping the small corporations. Come on, somebody. College institutions that are charging over $100,000 for a semester are raping you. The government, who increases taxes on you, are raping you. You are being raped. They are forcing their will on your will. That is rape. Any time that you've seen in a dictator in a foreign country, come on, somebody, we see it over in Libya. Gaddafi, he is literally raping his people. But I'm telling you, there's a spiritual sense, not just a sexual, but there's a spiritual sense to rape. And I believe that people today are being raped, and I think they had enough. The gas companies are raping you. You are being raped every time you go to the pump. You're being raped every time you go to the stores. You are being raped every time you work. They're raping you. They're forcing their will on your will. They're controlling you and raping you and telling you and telling you how to live, where to live, what to do. This is rape. And the dictionary is very clear what rape is. To seize, take, or carry off by force. Anybody who takes from you by force. I don't know about you, but I don't have no control over what the gas prices are. They could put the gas prices up to $20 a gallon and we couldn't do a darn thing about it. They could rape you. The medical institutions are raping you today. They have increased the prices of medical care. The insurance companies are raping you. Come on, somebody. They're forcing their will upon you. This is a predatory society that forces their will on your will. They take from you. They want to take everything from you. They want to rape you. Just like Amnon raped Tamar. You want to do good. You want to be a good citizen. But the truth of the matter is you got evil in our society. You got people that have more than what they need. You want to be like Tamar and you want to help. You want to serve. You want to do what's right for the government. You want to do what's right for your job. But instead, how do you get treated in return? How do you get treated when you try to do good and help somebody? They rape you. They rape you. They rip your clothes off from you. They take your homes. They take your jobs. They rape you and they give you nothing to eat. And I tell you, some would even kill you if they could get away with it. Rape! I thought rape was illegal. But it seems like a lot of folks are raping a lot of folks in this nation. I thought it was illegal to rape somebody. Sure is illegal in the Bible. There's judgment when you rape somebody. But they don't seem to have a problem raping us at the pump now, do they? They don't seem to have a problem jacking up prices in the grocery store now, do they? They don't seem to have a problem raping you. Yes, the hard-working taxpayer. The one who works his heart out. The one who tries to just provide for his family. The one who just tries to put food on his table. Yes, this predatory society that we live in are raping you. Notice that Amnon told the other guys to get out of the room. And isn't this how they work? They all work in private. Isn't when they do evil, they do it in private? Now it was Tamar's word against Amnon's word. Who's going to believe her, a servant girl? Nobody's going to believe her when her brother raped her. How many of us today are being raped and the people that are raping it are doing it in closed doors and then they're standing on the pulpit that Sunday preaching? How many people are raping you? They're raping you behind closed doors and then they're the one that are treating you at the hospital. How many people are raping you and then they're the one that says Jesus loves you? How many people are raping you and they're the one that says I'm your professor? Because the truth of the matter is we live in a predatory society and I think everybody in America today is raping everybody else. Greed is infiltrated in this country. You have become so greedy in this nation. Come on, somebody. Your focus is on how you can get rich. Your focus is not on Jesus anymore. You have no morale. You're desensitized, demoralized. Come on, somebody. You look good in community, but I'm here to tell you, you've been raping folks all your life, and I'm telling you, judgment's coming your way. Judgment's coming your way. Absalom came, according to the Bible, and he killed Amnon. Yes. Absalom killed Amnon. Judgment. It's a spiritual curse when you rape somebody else. Judgment is upon you. It's a spiritual curse, just like judgment's on Gaddafi right now, of all the people he's killed. Just like judgment was on Saddam Hussein. It's a spiritual curse. When you rape somebody, you not only have to face the laws of America, but you're going to face God's laws. And that's the death penalty. What is happening today in America is everyone's being raped. Rape doesn't have to be sexually. It's when you force your will on somebody else's will. How many people are forcing their will on your will? They're telling you what to watch. The mainstream media is telling you what to think. Our institutions are telling you how to think. We should be raising up independent thinkers. We need to be raising people who want truth, who can think on their own. They're raping you in every fashion and form. You are being raped. I'm here to tell you today, you are being raped. They're taking, they're seizing, and they're carrying off by force. What do you think the Fourth Amendment, what do you think the U.S. Patriot Act did? Do you think it's to protect you? No. They're going to come and rape you one day. They're going to come into your home and they're going to rape your wife. Yes. They're preparing to rape you. We're living in a very evil time. They're preparing to rape you in all fronts. What do you think Hitler did? He came and he raped folks. Killed them. Raped them. We are living in that age. 2 Samuel 13:32 says, "But Jonadab, son of Shimeah, David's brother, said, 'My Lord should not think that they killed all the princes. Only Amnon is dead.'" This has been Absalom's expressed intention ever since the day Amnon raped her sister Tamar. Spiritual judgment came off him. He thought he could do it in secret. He thought he could rape his sister in secret, but judgment came. I'm telling you, you can't get away from evil. There'll be a day you have to pay the piper. There'll be a day you have to pay the piper. I thought it was illegal to rape someone. They don't seem to have a problem raping us at the pump, do they? And they're going to keep jacking prices up. And they're going to keep using the Middle East as an excuse. And they're going to keep doing it and keep doing it until they bankrupt America. Come on, somebody. They're going to continue to rape you and to take from the tax hardworking man. I don't know about you today, but I'm sick and tired of being raped. I'm sick and tired of people forcing their will on my will. I'm an American. I have a right to freedom. I have a right to life. I have my right. Because of my founding fathers who put the Constitution in place. They put the Constitution. I have a right to free speech. I have a right to bear arms. And no, I will not be raped. I'm sick and tired of being raped. And you should be sick and tired of being raped. Rape is to force your will. Rape is to force your ways on somebody else's ways. That's rape. When you start telling people how to live, when you start telling folks what to do, when you start telling folks this is the way, then you are forcing yourself on them. You are forcing themselves. When you force it on them. I believe today the gas companies are forcing their will on my will. I don't have any other options but to buy gas. When you have no other options, just like Tamar is in that room. They locked the door behind her. She had no other option. No other option. She couldn't get out of that room. When you're locked in, when you're blocked in, when you don't know where else to go, don't know where else to turn, then somebody comes and forces their will upon you, that's rape. And that's what's happening in our predatory society. Folks are raping other folks. And I'm sick and tired of it. Deuteronomy 22:25 says, "But if out in the country a man happens to meet a girl pledged to be married and rapes her, only the man who has done this shall die." Deuteronomy 22:28, "If a man happens to meet a virgin who was not pledged to be married and rapes her, and they are discovered, then of course they're going to die." There's always judgment when somebody rapes somebody else. Deuteronomy 22:28. Judges 19:25. But the men would not listen to him. So the men took his concubines and sent her outside to them. And they raped her and abused her throughout the night. And at the dawn, they let her go. Rape was all through the Bible. And rape is just not a sexual thing. You can be raped mentally. You can be raped physically. Somebody could spiritually try to rape you. Come on, somebody. It's a very serious thing. It's when somebody forces their will upon your will. When it don't give you a chance to make a decision on your own. It's a very serious topic today that we're talking about here at Fly High Ministries. But this is a sermon that you really need to know and be aware of. We are being raped in our society in every fashion, in every way. We are being raped. This is all part of the global plan. This is all part of the Antichrist. The global governance. What you are seeing right now in the Middle East is just the beginning of the birth pains. It's all the beginning. When God opens up the gateway, the devil cannot enter into the angel unless there's a gate. And when God opens up the gateway and releases all the demonic activity that's about to move into this world, you have not seen nothing yet. You have not seen nothing yet. And Judges 25 says, "During the night the men of Gibeah came after me and surrounded the house, intended to kill me. They raped my concubine, and she died." They raped his wife. We are being raped right now, I believe, in America. We are being raped in our church. We are being raped in our educational institutions. We are being raped by these predatory organizations, and they are forcing their will upon you. They're forcing their will upon me. Come on, somebody. They're making us pay when we don't have the money to pay. They're raising taxes upon us. This is a society nothing but takers. This is a raping society we live in. This is a raping society that we live in. Nobody believed Tamar was raped in the Bible. And even if Tamar went to King David and said, "Hey man, my brother Amnon just raped me," no one would have believed her. But see, no one listened to her, but God's divine justice was even greater than that. God's divine justice, he allowed Absalom to go back and kill Amnon. There's divine judgment when you force somebody's will. What do you think right now? What do you think Islam does? They force their will. They force their will on their people. They say, "If you don't believe the way we believe, we will kill you." That is raping somebody spiritually. In America, you got freedom of religion. You got freedom of choice. You got freedom to decide. Nobody can force anything upon you because you're an American citizen. Nobody can force. And this is why America is so free, because we have the freedom of religion. Nobody can force their will upon you. Some people, and I think most people, would like to do that. We see it over and over again, people trying to force their beliefs upon other people. People forcing their products upon you. When they put you in a situation, you have no other choice, then that's rape. When you're in a situation, you have no other choice, that's rape. And I'm going to tell you right now, there's organizations in place, and that is to rape you. Today's message was, I thought it was illegal to rape someone. Don't you think it's illegal? It's illegal. Not only by our laws, by the international laws, and also by God's divine laws. But they don't seem to have a problem raping us at the pump now, do they? They don't seem to have a problem raping us at our college institutions now, do they? They don't seem to have a problem raping us at our churches now, do they? They don't seem to have a problem raping us at the insurance companies or the medical institutions now, do they? They are raping us all over. You and I and everyone else I have seen are being raped. We are getting more sick. because you are being raped. You are being raped. You're being raped in every fashion. You are being raped in every way. Once they come and take your home, they're going to come and take your soul. They're going to try to take everything. Come on, somebody. You need to cry out to Jesus. Jesus never forced himself on you. Jesus tried. He died for you. He died for you because he loves you. He never forced himself upon you. No, true love would never force themselves upon anybody. Jesus loves you. He calls you, but he never forces himself. God will wait and wait until you respond to his love. Jesus is waiting for you to make that decision on your own. He's calling you by name. He's calling you in by name. It's not that we first loved him. He first loved us and he was calling you. And if you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart that Jesus was raised from the dead, he's calling you by name. He's not forcing his will upon you. Jesus is not forcing himself upon you. A lot of you, a lot of churches are forcing themselves upon you. A lot of people are beating you overhead with the Bible. A lot of people are beating you overhead with the Quran. A lot of people are beating you overhead with Jehovah's Witness material. Mormon, they're beating you over the head in every way. But Jesus does not do that. Jesus does never force himself on anybody. No. Jesus never forced himself on a single soul. Jesus came to earth. He spoke truth. And he gave you that decision to accept truth or not. That's ultimately your decision. All I can say is this. Jesus died on the cross for your sins. I can't force you to accept him into your life. No. I can't force you to go to church. No. I can't force you to want to read the Bible. No. So many organizations out there have been forcing you. They've been raping you spiritually. They've been pushing themselves on you so hard that you just don't want it anymore. You don't want it anymore. Jesus never wanted to do that. Some of you grown up in a family that's pushed religion, they forced, and they were raping you. Some of you have grown up in a Catholic family, and it's all they did by pushing that down your throat. They've been raping you, and they've been. But see, God says, listen, he never forces himself on you like Amnon did to Tamar. When you force your will upon someone else's will, you are raping. Come on, somebody. I pray today that you will fly high. I pray today that you will come to know Jesus as your personal Savior. I pray today that you would make that decision to follow Jesus. Nobody's forcing you. That is your choice and your free will. And I pray today that you'd be blessed by our Lord Jesus Christ. I know this is a tough sermon. But come on, somebody. I pray that some of you would understand. You understand that Jesus loves you. He loves you. And I'm here to tell you, there's so many people out there who want to take from you, but not Jesus. Jesus never wanted to take from you. He only wanted to give you. He only wanted to bless you. He only wanted to make you that complete man and that complete woman. Come on, somebody, today. And if you've been raped today, that's a bad thing. That's a bad thing. I ask you to get on your knees and ask Jesus to help you forgive that person who took from you. But please understand that Jesus always wanted to give to you. Maybe you've had bad experiences with your church. Maybe you've had bad experiences. Come on, somebody. But I'm here to tell you, this world wants to rape you, but Jesus only wants to give you freedom. He wants to show you what true love is. He wants to guide your step and guide your path. I pray today as this society is trying to rape us, as the gas companies are trying to rape us, the medical institutions are trying to rape us, our education institutions are trying to rape us. Come on, somebody, our government agencies are trying to rape us. I pray today as everyone around you are trying to rape us, that you would feel that you're not alone, because you are not alone in this. You're not the only one that's struggling in this. Lord God, I pray today that we would realize that Jesus, you never wanted to force your will upon our will, Jesus. You died so we would be free, Jesus. You never wanted to force yourself upon us. You only wanted to love us. You only wanted to heal us, Lord Jesus. You only wanted to make us see. You only wanted to give us strength and give us good things, Lord God. The evil religious demon has forced themselves on many people, which has turned themselves off to you. These evil organizations have been raping a lot of your children. But I pray today in this time, you start calling folks back, that people would want to run to you. Oh, because your love is perfect. Your love is unconditional. I pray that people will cry out to you and say, Jesus, I need you in a greater way. I pray that people will cry out and say, Jesus, I need you. I need you. Yes, Lord God, we need you today. We need you, Lord Jesus. Yes, we need you, Lord Jesus.